Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah. We see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the temple. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 holy,
Radio. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and we are live on the air this morning waiting for Mr. Ernest Pugh to call in. Glory to God. We just want to say thank you to God today for another day because he is worthy of all the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Mr. Pugh, if that's you on the line on 409, please press the 1 so I can get you on the air. All right. But in the meantime, we're just going to pray and welcome God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to be here on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For we know that we can do nothing without him. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you today and ask you, as the song says, to let your glory fill this place. Let your glory fill this radio, Lord God, this chat room, Lord God, and this phone line. Let your glory fill this place, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you today to say thank you, Lord. We just want to say thank you for another day. We thank you for waking us up, Lord God, allowing us to see another day that we've never seen before. Just say thank you. We glorify your name. Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God, for you kept us safe from danger seen and unseen, Lord God. For when we woke up this morning, God, we've seen some things on the news, Lord God, that caused us to be sad, Lord. Saw break-ins and murders and all kind of things this morning. But, Father, you saw fit to spare us, and we say thank you on today, Lord God. We woke up today in our right minds, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God, with a mind to serve you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. It's not because of us. It's because of you, Lord God. For we realize that we have not chosen you, but you have chosen us before the foundation of the world. And, Father, I just say thank you. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, Lord God. I bless your holy name, Lord God, and I say thank you, Lord God, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come in today, Lord. Be in this broadcast today. Teach this broadcast. Let us hear what you want us to hear in the name of Jesus, oh God. And let all glory be to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, Father, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I want to bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because you are worthy to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah. Late in the midnight hour, Lord God, when nobody else is there, you're there, Lord God. And we just say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We bless your name today. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We ask you to forgive us for our sins, Lord God, in thought, word, or deed. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lead us by your Holy Spirit today, God. Lead us by your Holy Spirit today, Lord God. Let everything we say and do, Lord God, be of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal those that are hurting, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal those that are depressed and sad, Lord God, today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, let them hear something, Lord God, today that will bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I say thank you for it now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the bereaved families on today, Lord God, those that have lost loved ones, oh God. Father, we just pray pray for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will just comfort them on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Father, I say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your name today. I pray for those who are not saved, Lord God, that even if they came to the interview, came to the broadcast today just to hear Ernest Pugh, I pray that they will get saved on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you order their footsteps today, Lord God, that they will be saved, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that those that have been blinded by Satan, Lord God, that they will no longer be blinded by the darkness, oh God, but they will come to the marvelous light, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we just thank you and praise you on today, Lord God, hallelujah, that your will be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, for those who have backslidden, we call them back to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For your word says, oh God, that you're married to the backslider, Lord God. So we pray, oh God, today that you will call your wife back to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will call the body of Christ back to you in a whole, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will no longer be conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be wholesome, Lord God, righteous before you, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Father, I just say thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. I pray for Ernest Pugh right now, wherever he may be, Lord God. I pray, oh God, that he is safe from danger, safe in the seen and unseen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and as he's preparing to call in, I pray that you will anoint him even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, that he will speak those things that you would have him to speak, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I say thank you, Lord God, and I'm grateful to you, Lord God. I bless your holy name, Lord God, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me just say welcome to everyone in the chat room. And Ricky Pascal, I thank you so much for joining us. Force 259, Pastor Felicia in Him Ministries, we thank you. And Voices of Victory, who is my husband down there in the chat room, thank you all for joining us on today. Mr. Pugh, I don't know who this is on area code 409, but they didn't answer me as to whether it was not Mr. Pugh. But they didn't press the 1. They're pressing the 1 now. Okay, let's see who this is. Good morning. Welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries.
Good morning, Evangelist Scott. This is Intercessor Thomas from Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, Beaumont, Texas. We have Beaumont, Texas in the house today. Amen. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Do you have anything you'd like to say to us while we're waiting for our guest to come on?
No, ma'am. I've just been trying to get your broadcast for a while now, and I never did. This is the first time that I actually went on Blog Talk to get it, but I was trying to get your number to get your station for a while. And I decided when Bishop said that it was coming on at 8 o'clock, I just went on Blog Talk until I found it.
That's what happens when you persevere. That's what happens when you persevere. I thank God for you on this morning for even tuning in. I really don't know what's going on and why he hasn't tuned in yet, but perhaps he's traveling or something. I'm going to play another song and see if I can contact him in the meantime. So let me see if I can get another song on here. And I'm going to see if I can contact him because they did confirm that he was going to be on here. So we just want to see if we can get him. Okay. I'm going to play something else. This is not by him, but we're going to play something else.
Hey, let me hear you say it.
Bye. You need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over. Leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Hallelujah, but I thank God that he is so good to us, and he does exactly what we need him to do when we need him to do it. Even though the circumstances may not look like God is working it out, he really is working it out. Glory to God. And sometimes we have to remember that, and I know this morning I had to remember that, and I had to turn around and encourage myself because I was looking for people to encourage me, and every person that I turned to for encouragement, I just seemed like it just didn't work out that way. I couldn't get it, but I thank God today that the Comforter, he is, I mean, always there. He's always there. He knows just the right things to say. He knows just the right things to do for you to help you out. So I just thank God on today for what he's doing for me. And even at this moment, we still don't have Mr. Pugh on the line. I've called, I've texted, and Facebooked him, and I still don't hear from him as of right now. So we're just going to go on with the broadcast, and we're just going to praise God anyway. Anybody that's in the chat room, I just need you to know that we don't look at this as anything wrong. God does what he does, and that's what it is. If you're in the chat room, if you'd like to call, call area code 323-693-3054, and we'll be more than happy to get you on the line. Press that number one, and we'll definitely get you on. So if you have something to say, that would be good. While we're still waiting on Mr. Pugh, well, we have an 804 area code and 762. I'm sorry, area code 804-762. Good morning,
hey,
and welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
This is Enrique Pascal. I'm listening to you, and I just want to call and encourage you, praise God, this morning.
Amen.
And let you know everything is good. Everything is good. So, you know, do what you got to do. Do your show. People are listening to you. You have a great message. and you know, just be encouraged.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for those encouraging words. And, you know, I just wanted to say that sometimes, as I posted on Facebook this morning, you know, sometimes we do cry. We do have tears. And God understands. And people will tell you sometimes, don't cry. You know, don't do that. But God gave us tears for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes
right.
it just seems like the weight of the world is on you. And you just, you have to let it out. And if you don't, you just go crazy.
Right.
I've been there before, and I never want to be in that place again. So I'm learning
right.
that through the tears, God heals.
Exactly.
You know, through the pain, God heals. And, you know, Enrique, I just want to give you a shout-out because I know on your program, is it on tonight? I believe it's on tonight.
Yes, it's tonight.
It's tonight.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, and you guys should tune in to, if you look on my page, I believe I have it on my page, and I'm going to go highlight it later on, that you guys should tune in because it's about forgiveness. And I posted it on a couple of people's pages, and one person asked me, well, why would you post that on my page? I mean,
I know.
Are you serious? Like, people, maybe you don't need to forgive anybody, but other people do. Even if we're true with ourselves, we might even have to look back into our lives and see, you know, is there somebody
right.
else that we need to forgive? We may even think that we have forgiven that person, and, you know, maybe we haven't. So, you know, I don't
right.
think any of us are above, you know, anything is concerned in the Word of God. And if we think we are, then, you know, we can check ourselves if we think we're above the Word of God or that,
yeah.
you know, we can't be touched by the Word of God. Maybe that message
right.
is not for you, but for somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't think I was going to tune in, but I'm going to tune in.
Right. Thank you for doing that, too, for supporting. Because here's the reality. You know, forgiveness, I talk to people all the time. I counsel people and I coach people. And what I've learned is this is the biggest area that many of us struggle in. And it's because, you know, the truth is as long as you're alive, somebody's going to offend you. They're going to do something you don't like. They're going to say something you don't like. And what you do at that point determines whether or not you live in the past or move forward into your future. So it's very important that we learn how to do it and do it quickly. If not, then that thing will take over you and take over your life. And I'll speak more about that later on. But you're right, it's very important that we learn how to do it and do it quickly.
Yes, it really is, because the enemy wants to take a foothold. And if you give him a foothold, then he'll take a stronghold. And you don't want to get a stronghold. You don't want to open up any doors for the enemy to come in. And if we, by happenstance or circumstance or whatever the case is, did allow the devil, the enemy, you know, his imps to come in, then we still have a Savior, and his name is Jesus. And,
Amen.
You know, look back at what Jesus did for us. Who are we to withhold forgiveness from anybody? You know,
exactly.
He forgave us. God forgave us when we were his staunch enemies. You know, the Bible says we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, but guess what? You know, we still offend God on a daily basis. We still
That's
do
right.
things that we have to go to God for and ask him to forgive us.
Right.
And Pastor Felicia, I thank you so much because she done posted your link in the chat room.
Thank you.
She done posted it in there. So we thank God for that. But, you know, I'm sorry. I guess that was my husband online because there's a delay online. But we just have to, you know, talk to God about whatever is going on. And someone said, you know, to me, you know, that maybe, you know, go to a counselor. Well, Jesus is my counselor.
That's right.
He's my counselor. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my savior. You know, he is what I need. I don't have to go
Amen.
Out and pay high prices for a counselor, this, that, and the other. Jesus is my counselor. And the problem
mm-hmm.
that we have is that we don't press into him. We don't press into Jesus. We don't press into the Holy Ghost. You know, we try to figure
right.
things
right.
out ourselves. But the Holy Spirit, the Word of God says that Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter. And he's here
right.
to comfort us, but we don't tap into that for whatever
right.
the problem is. You know, whatever the
mm-hmm.
problem is, and we do, we look to humans to help us, and forgetting that humans do fail us, you know, and I fail people and they fail me or whatever the case is, but guess what? We still have Jesus. We still have the Holy Spirit. We still have a Savior that we can go to that no matter what we're going through, no matter what
right.
time of the day or night it is, no matter what it is, that God is still there. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. He doesn't forget
right.
about us. He doesn't, you know, when we go to him, he doesn't bring up what we did. He's just there to comfort us. He's there to love us. He's there to hold us. He's there to keep us. And that's who God is. That's, and he's always going to be that way. He's always
exactly
going to
right.
be that
Praise
way.
Goodness.
But one thing that I do want to talk about, and perfectly Mr. Pugh will come on the line, but if he doesn't, God is still God.
That's right.
But I want to talk about, you know, a lot of things that people are saying nowadays is that, you know, don't judge me, don't judge me, don't judge me. But I'm here to tell you, and I know some people on the line can say the same thing, that guess what? The word of God is in the land today to judge us of our sins, to cleanse us of our sins and make us know what our sins are. It's too many people out here making an excuse for their sin. Oh, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and God is okay with it. You're a liar and the devil is your daddy, because if you're lying, the devil is the father of lies, okay? And you're sitting there lying every day talking about God is okay with your willful sin, you're a liar. If God is okay with your willful sin, you're willfully sinning, don't tell me that God is okay with that, because I know he's not. Okay?
Right,
he's not okay with my willful sin. He said, David prayed, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. Keep back your servant from presumptuous sin. Keep me back from something that you know I'm going to do. Keep me back from something that I'm going to do willfully. Lord, I ask you to keep me back from that. Keep me back from willful sin. So if God is okay with our sin, Enrique and Mother Thomas and everybody in the chat room, if God is okay with our sin, can somebody please tell me, and I'll shut up, somebody please tell me why Jesus had to come to the cross and die?
Well, you know, it says in the word that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation, is a new creature. And I tell people all the time, you can't be someone new doing something old. You know, if he's in fact Lord, he says that when he comes in, he makes all things new. So if you can't keep smoking weed or fornicating and doing all these things and say that you're saved. The truth is, you know, when you're saved, there's proof to that. You
there's
talk
proof.
Different. You walk different. You act different. You show the fruits of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to be truthful, you can't say you're saved and doing what you did prior to salvation, because at that point, you're not saved.
You're just living
you're living in sin, and what you want to do is you want to justify your sin by saying something like this: "Well, God knows my heart." Well, yeah, He knows your heart. He knows that your heart is towards the sin and not towards Him. So, you know, we gotta be careful doing that, because it's like playing Russian roulette with this thing. And when you do that, I heard about, for example, the man from Chick-fil-A. He took a stand against homosexuality and stuff like this. And I heard that the second in charge of the company spoke out against him and say that, you know, he's for gay marriages. And what I heard was the same night he did that, he died of a heart attack. Yeah, the same night he came out and spoke against the man that took a stance against homosexuality, marriage, he died that same night of a heart attack. And what that happened was he opened the door for the enemy to come in and take him out.
Wow.
Because what happened was when the man of God took the stance and represented God, and that man came against him and dishonored him, what he did was open the door to have the enemy now take him out.
Wow, I did not hear that.
And that happened quick, fast. It happened the same night he came out and said, "Well, I am for gay marriages."
Well, we better watch out.
Yes.
And Evangelist Mac always got somebody laughing at something. She going to say in the chat room, "Wow, I'm eating more chicken," is all I can say. Let me tell you something. This man has taken a stand in several things. He will not even open his store on Sunday.
Right.
No Chick-fil-A. I don't care where you go. Chick-fil-A is never open on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a stand about that, and people came against him on that. But guess what? He's taking a stand for God, and God going to take a stand for him. So people
exactly.
can come against him all day long if they want to, but you messing with the man or woman of God, and God going to get you. So you, I'm going to take a stand against my boss publicly.
Right.
Publicly.
Right.
And then you think you're going to be okay? I mean, publicly, you just going to come and denounce what the word of God say? But the Bible says, Jesus said, men love darkness rather than light because what? Their deeds were evil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing today. People will not come to the light. People don't want to hear the truth of the word of God because their deeds are evil. If their deeds are evil, their heart is evil, because whatever comes, whatever is inside of you is what's going to come out.
Yeah.
So you can't say, I mean, come on now, in the sense of Thomas, you can join in here anytime you want. But what I'm saying is we can't say that we are living for Jesus Christ and we're doing everything that the world is doing. We cannot say that we really love God if we're, I mean, the Bible says if you love God, you obey him. That's not obeying God if you're still conforming to the world. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed. And we're not being transformed. We're conforming. You can go to many, many churches, and you go in the church, and you swear you in the club. Or it looked like you just, you know, you had a party. And I'm not saying that we're supposed to be all dull and boring and this, that, and the third. Let the Holy Ghost reign, not your flesh. Let the Holy Ghost reign. Because there's nothing good in this flesh. There's nothing good in this flesh. The Bible tells us clearly that bodily exercise profiteth little. Okay? So you can shout all day long. You can roll on the floor all day long. But if you get back up and you go back outside and you do the same thing you were doing before you came in, what did that just profit you?
Right.
You just got your reward because the people say, oh, man, did you see her? She got happy today. Did you see her? She was rolling on the floor. Did you see him? He sweated his suit out from shouting so much. You just got your reward. God wasn't in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. A lot of things we do, we do things to appease our stinking, filthy flesh, and we're supposed to be new creatures in Christ. When that caterpillar goes in that cocoon, that caterpillar goes in that cocoon, and the purpose of him going in that cocoon is to come out a new creature. He don't even look the same when he come out. You will never know there was an ugly, green, creepy, slimy, crawly caterpillar. You won't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It comes out as a new creature. And that's how we're supposed to do. We're supposed to get into this word after we make our confession of Christ Jesus. Get into this word, pray, fast, and let the word of God change us. But we don't do that because nowadays people are saying, don't judge. Don't judge. Just let them come in as they are. Let them do what they do so we can keep them in the church. Okay, well, why are you keeping them in the church and they're not even growing? They're not doing anything different than they were before. So the lesbian and the homosexual could come into church and still be lesbians and homosexuals, and you're going to ordain them and you're going to put them in positions. So you're telling the whole church it's okay to sin. I'm bringing these people in and I'm ordaining sin in my church. I'm ordaining leadership that's in sin. So it's okay for the rest of the people in the church to sin because I just ordained sin.
Right.
See, people don't want to hear that. And I went to a church, and I told a pastor that he has never asked me to come to his church again. Because how are you going to ordain people that are coming against you, pastor, that are speaking publicly against you, pastor, that don't come to church, but they come when they want to come, they do what they want to do, they're having sex without being married, and they are married, having sex with other people that don't belong to them, but you're going to ordain them, and you know that's what they're doing? You're ordaining sin. You're saying you're okay with sin. You're saying it's okay. Y'all just come in here and do whatever you want to do because the organist plays and we all shout and we do what we want to do, but we still can sin when we leave out of here. God ain't in it. But see, people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. But that's okay. You don't have to invite me to your church because I got Blog Talk Radio. And if people don't want to hear that, they can change the station for that too. But it's the truth anyway. And we can't sit around and let people just be in sin. And we're not saying to judge them. That goes for smoking. That goes for lying, heresy, backbiting, all the other stuff that's listed in Galatians 5:19. It goes for all of that. So we're not just talking about homosexuality and lesbianism. We're talking about if you're a liar, you need to stop lying.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop lying. If you're stealing, you need to stop stealing. Okay? If you can't love your neighbor, you need to get yourself together and check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is love. So check yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what all of us have to do. We have to examine ourselves daily. We have to look in the mirror like Evangelist Max said. How can you take the beam out of somebody out when you got a big old mote in your own eye? You got this big old thing in your eye. You trying to tell somebody else what to do. Take that thing out your eye. If all of us would do self-examination, if we would all do self-examination and obey the word of God, the body of Christ wouldn't be acting like this. The body of Christ wouldn't be acting like this. Folks coming to church, women coming in dressing all ungodly, tight clothes on, going in. I'm talking about stuff hanging out. They ain't supposed to be hanging out in the church. Men left enough for women's toes. You know, just anything. Come on now, get a grip. That's not what we're supposed to be in the church for. Supposed to go to church to get more of the word of God so we go out there and win souls. so we can win souls. And that's what it's supposed to be about. And guess what? Like it or don't like it, I don't really care, because it's the word of God. I'm not trying to hurt nobody, and I don't want to hurt nobody, but guess what? We got to teach the word of God and teach the truth of the word of God and stop sugarcoating stuff. Stop putting a cherry on top. I mean, come on, the word of God is here to save our soul. That's what the word of God is here for. It's to help us, to save our soul. Why are we trying to put cherries on top of the word of God? Trying to sweet talk people into coming into the world. Some people you got to walk softly with. But some people that's in the church doing stuff boldly. And every time you turn around, somebody coming out the closet. Stay in the closet and pray. Because God said go into your prayer closet and pray, and he will reward you openly. Stay in the closet and pray. For God's sake, please. Somebody help me here, because y'all quiet.
Well, now, you're doing a good job on your own.
Please, for God's sake, stay in the closet and pray. Lord have mercy. Every time you turn around, somebody coming out. This broadcaster coming out. This actor coming out. And everybody want praise so they can be in sin. I'm not praising you for your sin. And just like I don't expect you to praise me for mine, if I'm doing something wrong, tell me. And if I don't get it right, you better go in your prayer closet and pray for me. Come on now, that's right. Call in, Evangelist Max. Stop playing with me. My husband's on the phone. Say what you got to say. Let's do this thing, because guess what? It's not about me, and not no one person, like she says all the time, not one person just to have the word. All of us got something to say, but guess what? God put a fire in my mouth. Until he takes me out of here, I'm going to say what he had me to say. And that means any place that I go. Honey, you're going to have to turn the computer down, because the feedback is coming through. So I'm telling you, we got to do what we're supposed to do. If you call to preach, you better preach. If you call to teach, you better teach. But make sure you right. Make sure. No, we're not going to be perfect, but make sure you right. Make sure you right. Don't. The Bible said, don't tell people to stop fornicating, but you fornicating. How you going to tell somebody else to stop fornicating and you fornicating? Don't tell people to stop stealing and you stealing. How you going to tell people to stop stealing and you out there stealing? Come on now. We got to get this thing right. You stand up there preaching. You got on all these vestments. You got on the big robe. You got on the big cross. You got the chain on. You got the staff. You got all the stuff, the hat, the beanie, whatever you want to call it, and still out there sleeping with everybody in the church. Behind closed doors, you still popping pills. Behind closed doors, you still drinking. Behind closed doors, you still having threesomes and orgies. Or you looking at pornography, you sitting in front of the TV, masturbating in front of the television, and then you say, oh, God, well, you said I can't have sex, I can't fornicate. But guess what you're doing? You open up the door for Satan because you got all these sexual thoughts in your mind. So you're still fornicating. But no, don't nobody want to talk about that. Come on now. Rebellion is running rampant. We want to look. We want to look back at the Israelites and talk about the Israelites, but how different are we than the Israelites? How different are we? That when God tells us to do something and we don't want to do it, but then when we get in trouble, we want to go, oh, God, please deliver me from this. And if you deliver us, then I'll stop doing it. Come on now, go on somewhere with that. That's the same thing the Israelites did. How much different are we than the Israelites? When God blesses us, we turn right around and tell him to kiss our butt. Amen. And you say, why would you say something like that? Because as soon as he blesses us, we forget about him. We go right back to doing what we was doing as soon as he blesses us.
Yeah.
So we basically saying, God kissed my butt. Oh, well, I wouldn't be so bold as to say God kissed my butt. Well, you said it by what you did, because you just turned your back on God. He just blessed you. He just brought you out. You lied. He knew you was lying in the beginning. My husband said it all the time. I know you lying. Not talking about me, but, you know, when people come to you and say stuff and they just give you a whole sob story because they want to get money from you or whatever they want to do. He said, I know you lying, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. I'm going to let God deal with you.
Amen.
That, and that's what happened. And God, look at, he know we lying. When we go to God, if you deliver me out this, I will never do it again. He know you lying when you part your lips. He knew you was lying before you even said it. He knew what was in your heart to say, I'm going to go to God. I'm going to go before God. I'm going to try to deceive the all-knowing God. I'm going to try to deceive him. Come on now.
Evangelist, add one thing, Evangelist. Oh, are you finished? I don't want to stop you. Or do you roll? Not.
Go ahead.
No, I was wanted just to say, and some other things that are really on my heart to say too. We talk about the big sins, and so we should, as you said a moment ago. But there's little subtle things we gotta get a hold of too. We really do, and I'm gonna have a program one day myself, I think, dealing with the subtle things that we don't really address, or we minimize, or we just sometimes we ignore. And God is very clear. He's not ignoring it. He's not ignoring some things. For example, if God blesses me today, that I get into a situation tomorrow and I act as though I forgot that God blessed me and God's still in the blessing business, and I begin to doubt and begin to have a woe is me attitude and begin to have a defeated attitude and I'm going to throw up my hands and give up and all of that, and forgetting about what God did just yesterday, I think that's an issue. I think those are little foxes that keep us from being all that God wants us to be. And yes, we're going to have our moments of doubt. Yes, we're going to have our moments where we wonder certain things. But we got to shake that thing off. We got to shake it off quickly, as Enrique said about the other thing. We got to start shaking things off quicker than what we do. We hold on to things, and we treat God as though we're meeting him for the first time all the time. That we approach him like, I'm not sure whether he's going to bless me. Well, didn't he bless you yesterday? Come on. Didn't he wake you up this morning? Didn't he get you out of that situation that you never thought you could get into? Didn't he get you out of it? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why do we always approach him as though, I'm not quite sure whether you can handle this one? He handled that one, didn't he? If he handled that, why can't he handle this? And if he handles this, why can't he handle the thing that's going to happen to you tomorrow? Because I'm going to tell you something, dear hearts. And I mean, let me just say this clearly. You're going to have trouble today all the days of your life. You're going to have an issue to come in your life every day of your life. Satan ain't in the bottomless pit yet. He's not in the lake of fire yet. He's going there. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Anybody wants to join up with him, they're going to join up with him right in the lake of fire. But right now, he's on the loose. He's on the loose. He was on the loose for Job. He was on the loose in David's life. He was even on the loose in Jesus' life. So he's on the loose. He's on the loose in Peter's life when Jesus rebuked him and said, get behind me, Satan. He's on the loose, and he's still on the loose. And yes, we can overcome him, and we can subdue him, and we can make him flee, but he flees for a minute just to regroup and come back at you. So don't think because you've given your life over to Christ that there's not going to be any more problems, no more issues in your life, and everything going to be peachy dory. Let me tell you, Christ said, they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. The martyrs were willing. See, the difference between Peter, James, and John is this, and we're no different in our humanity. They weren't of a virgin birth. They had a mother and father like everybody else. They were born in sin like everybody else. They aren't Jesus. They were men and women. But the difference was this. They sold out for Christ. And they sold out for Christ in the way they acted as well as the way they lived, which means their attitudes were always different from everything. And it only happened when the Holy Spirit came. You notice that when the day of Pentecost, that's when they got backbone. When the day of Pentecost came and the Holy Spirit came, that's when those men that were weak-kneed and cussing and fussing and trying to cut people's ears off and doubting and denying and all that ceased when the Holy Spirit came. See, we don't lift up the Holy Spirit enough for me. We don't lift them up enough. And that's why we're such weak Christians. We don't lift up the Holy Spirit enough. God, Christ himself said, I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going away. Bye-bye, you all. See you all later. I'll be back again. I'm coming back the second coming. But in the meantime, I'm sending you somebody else. It says that the Holy Spirit is the one when we can't pray right. He's the one who prays on our behalf. It says the Holy Spirit is the one who mortifies the flesh so that we can get control of this mess that we call our flesh. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you can pray all you want to. You ain't going to get no control over your flesh. It's the Holy Spirit that does that. It helps us. The book of Romans tells us that. So we got to get ourselves together. We got to get ourselves in every way, because I'm going to tell you something. Those little foxes grow into big wolves if we don't watch ourselves. I thought you were number the little fox. I see that you ain't number the raven wolf. And I'm going to be truthful about you with you, too. Every little sin, every big sin started out of something little. Some little thing that we thought was innocent. Something that we thought we could get away with. Something we thought that wasn't all that bad. Something we thought that we could get control of. And before you know it, then got control of us. It's overwhelmed us. It multiplied. People talk about, well, I just started out with a little marijuana. Let me tell you something. So does the heroin addict. Well, I just started with a glass of beer a day. Yes, so did the alcoholic. Everybody has to take the first one. And the first one don't matter, does it, until it becomes the 150,000th one, and now you're in a drug rehab somewhere, or you done blown your brains out somewhere. All burnt out and all skaped out and all of that. We have to be careful of the little things. The little things will never stay little. They always grow and multiply.
Everything grows up.
It does. Everything. Every human being. We got a little kitten the other day. That kitten will eventually become a cat.
If it lives, it's going to grow.
Exactly. If it lives, I like that. If it lives, it's going to grow. That is so true. And the only way we let something live is we have to nurture it. We have to feed it. We have to develop it. And if the way you do it, you got to starve this mess out. You got to kill it. You kill it by starving it. That's anything. Everything has to eat. Everything has to survive. Everything has to grow by being nourished. If you kill it, you have to kill it by don't nourish it no more. Don't feed it anymore. Don't keep on putting water into it. Stop putting water into something to see if it don't die. I don't care whether it's a plant or whether I don't care if it's a 50,000-pound man. You stop giving it water.
But, see, we have to be active in these things.
Exactly.
And we do have two callers with their hands raised, Evangelist Mack and Pastor Felicia. But, you know, backing up what you said, the fact is that the little foxes do turn into big foxes. And when you got a big old fox, that's a force to be reckoned with.
Mm.
A big old fox, you're not going to just look at a big fox and say, oh, that's cute.
Mm-mm.
You know, cute big old fox with the big fangs hanging out.
Yeah.
When he's coming to attack you, you're not going to say, oh, look at the cute fox. He's so cute. No, you go, if you got any sense, you're going to run.
You're going to try to get out of there.
I'm saying if you have any sense, you're going to run. You're not going to say, oh, look at that dog, because you know a fox not a dog. A fox is a fox and a dog is a dog. Okay? If you have any sense, you're going to run.
Exactly.
Okay? You're not going to stay there and get ate up by the fox. Okay, but everybody don't have sense. Everybody don't have spiritual sense.
Right.
Okay? And we wanna pacify our flesh and make our flesh feel good, but God ain't in that. He not in the flesh. Now, let me get Evangelist Mack on this line, because I know this long-winded preacher got something to say. Hold on. Good morning, Evangelist Mack. Welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministry.
Good morning.
I can't even say her name without laughing. Hello?
And good morning, and good morning, Bishop Scott. Good morning, Pastor Felicia. Good morning, everyone. Listen, I was listening to you on that homosexual thing. And if we go to Leviticus, if I'm not mistaken, Apostle Timberlake's talked about it yesterday, 18 and 22, I think it is now. And God is telling us about womankind and mankind with mankind, and womankind with womankind. He's even talking about bestiality.
Bestiality.
So what I've learned over the years is this. People don't believe. That's the first thing. The second thing is this. People does not like the truth. Oh, no, the truth is not what they're really looking for. You got women, and men have said it, and it was a worldly thing, but I looked at it in the spirit. I want a real man. I want a good husband. But you're not a real woman, and you're not a good wife. You don't cook.
I don't cook,
organize your house. You don't clean properly. Do right. So how you want a do right man? Aretha wrote a song that said this: if you want a do-right woman, all-day woman, all-night woman, whatever it was, you got to be the same thing. How can two walk together except they agree? But see, on that homosexual thing, they thinking today, without saying it, that they slapping God and his people in the face with that ugly demon. It's an ugly demon, and I don't want to see it. I really don't want to hear about it. But they feel they can do what they want to do, but it's appointed unto man once to die, Evangelist Scott, and after death, here comes the judgment.
Right.
The earth is not your final destination. Please believe me when I tell you.
It
enlarges hell daily, and it's hot.
Hot.
And see, if we don't believe, we're going to do what we want to do. And simply because you do it today and God don't destroy you today, or you've been doing it 50 years and God haven't destroyed you, please believe me, his word hold true.
That's right.
And a lot of things people blame God for. God is not doing it. It's your actions that cause you not to be blessed.
What?
It's your actions that cause you to go to hell. It's two places, heaven and hell. If you obey God, heaven is your home.
If you're
disobedient, hell in the final chapter is where you're going to lift up your eyes.
And I
want to say to the saints of God today, y'all stop going with this new wave religion thing.
Hey.
Stop being religious people. Get a spiritual ear to hear from the Lord. Get a spiritual eye to see when God is moving. Because you got so much coming now. All in the church, homosexuals presiding and doing all kind of stuff. And like you say, keep that thing in the closet. Keep praying for it while you're in the closet with it. Don't bring it out here.
Yeah.
They got the children going with the foolishness in school.
Yes.
Kids coming home telling their mama I'm gay.
Yes.
Now all you done been around them spirits and people have accepted that. So now you feel to be accepted, this is what you got to do. But I'm the kind of mother, I'll beat homosexuality out of you. I'm not playing with you. I will beat that demon out of you in the name of Jesus. My friend Prophetess Ryle said this. They told her, but I was born this way, she said, and she had to let them know, you must be born again. All right, that you was born gay, but be born again. Let Jesus make you over.
Yes.
Y'all was talking about it earlier. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things has passed away, and behold, all things has become new for you if you in him and you have allowed him to be in you. He's not going to force himself on you.
He sure is.
And if you really want that ugly demon of homosexuality to go away from you, I'm here to tell you God is real. If he can deliver me from fornication and adultery, if he can deliver me from weed smoking and dope selling, he can deliver you today. There's nothing too hard for him to do.
It sure ain't. And he ain't no respecter
person
either.
You got to have a well-made-up mind, and this is what you really want to let go. You got to fight the good fight of faith. And as Bishop said, you resist the devil, he'll flee. He coming back, but every time he come back, you got to pray and ask for the strength to resist him again.
Yeah.
And when he see that you're going to continue to resist him as a homosexual, he going to leave and take that spirit on to find another house to put it in.
House, that's right.
But we got to get real with Almighty God. See, we think he has blessed us even as a black people. We can live in the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. We can drive Mercedes and all this stuff. But all of that foolishness is going to pass away. When you stand before him, there will be no house on the hill with nobody's dog named Fluffy.
What?
You will not take your Bentley before the throne to be judged. And even if you did, it's not going to save you.
Our Lord.
But see himself in you. And if God does not see himself in you, hell is your home.
Hell is your home.
And I'm just telling you the truth today, what he's pleased with. It's 2012, and we more modern, and we more hip, and we done learned more, and they got the theology schools, and man teaching man, and all this foolishness. But let me tell you something. Get in the book. It's called the Holy Bible. It's 66 of them. Get in there. Praying as you're going through. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving right now. How you hot? Get in there for yourself and ask God, Lord, what would you have me to do? How do you want me to live this? Give me clarity. Give me understanding, Lord, so I can live your word daily. I can walk in your spirit and I don't fulfill the lust of my flesh. Or y'all going to make me preach around here in a few minutes?
Don't you already were?
I'm talking on the goodness right now. Because, listen, it's time out again. I'm going to say it now, and I mean it. It's time out for playing church. It's time out for playing church people. It's time out for acting like a saint when we're not. We're hypocrites. As Evangelist Scott said, behind the scenes, we're doing what we're big enough to do. And that spirit of pornography, it's opening Pandora's box.
Yes, it is.
You open it up to masturbate, the next thing you know, you done touched somebody's child. You open it up to masturbate, the next thing you know, you interested, you're a man, but you interested in men. Because that spirit of pornography carry many more spirits. It even carry the spirit of murder.
My.
Next thing you know, you're putting handcuffs on folks.
Oh, Lord.
You beating people. All that's feeling good to you now.
Oh, you can't do that?
No, you can't do that.
You can't handcuff your man?
No, don't handcuff Bishop. Yeah, cause see, look, God intended for the man and the woman to go in the bedroom and have a good time with each other. But to have a good time, it should be a natural thing. It shouldn't. I shouldn't have to beat you for you to get aroused.
I know that's
right. I shouldn't have to put hot candle wax on you or urinate on you. Kind of foolish.
Come on now.
Did she just say urinate?
You heard it. They do other things too. They do many filthy things. That's when you have let that spirit of perversion in there, and it's carrying you out too far. We must control our minds.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Even when I was in the world, I have gotten angry enough to go somewhere for someone who has said something about me or done something to me, for me to go over there and shoot them. But I had to get control of my mind. Don't do it.
Oh, she went to go shoot somebody.
Well, I was going to shoot them, carried the big guns with an S on the end of gun. I was a dope lady.
Go ahead, Jane.
This is why I can tell people today, if any man in Christ, he's a new creature.
You better go ahead.
Yeah. I wasn't no joke out there. That's why I said this morning, you should have saw me when I was in the world. Oh, but he saved me today. He sanctified me. Hallelujah. He filled me with his spirit, the Holy Ghost.
Go ahead,
and today I got many keepers. I got the keeper of prayer. I got the keeper of his spirit. And I don't have to do what I used to do. And I want nothing to do with hell. I don't eat nothing. They got the devil eggs, the devil cake. I don't eat nothing with the devil name on it. Because I know how low down and dirty he is.
You better go ahead. Oh, man.
So we just got to get right and get focused. Focus is the key today. Faith and focus. And as Bishop said, it's some little sins.
A little thing.
Yeah, folk talking about, I had to tell a white lie. Ain't no white lie, ain't no black lie, ain't no red lie. A lie is a lie.
And if you steady lying, the devil is your daddy.
Okay, he's your daddy. And you obeying your daddy, the devil, because you bound to sin. Sin have you in bondage. And the only way to be free from it is to go to Jesus.
Go to Jesus.
And if you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. If you draw right now to him, he will draw right now to you.
Right.
And we just got to get real. See, it's not a whole lot of us. It's not a whole lot of us. Because of this, many are too afraid to tell people the truth. Look, baby, if you don't get that right and ask God to deliver you and allow God to deliver you, that right there will carry you to hell. Lying will put you in hell.
Yes.
Fornication will, and adultery will put you in hell. Because, see, this flesh want to be pleased.
Oh,
lusting
right.
after stuff and things will even cause you to go to hell.
Yes,
it will. If God didn't give you the house up on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, stop lusting after it.
Yeah.
And they changing words around daily.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got options. I ain't got but one option, and that's to get right with God and do it now. That's my option.
Yeah.
Only got one, so I don't have options.
Well,
they're changing words around. And all this old foolishness. And folks sitting up going for it instead of getting in them 66 books through prayer for yourself, believing God to deliver you for yourself. Because you got these prosperity pimps out here. They're not preaching nothing but money and stuff and things.
That's
and
right.
They're not telling you you're going to go to hell for the wages of sin is death.
Jesus.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus.
Amen. Can I tell you
something?
They're
not going to tell you the truth. They're not going to tell that woman, don't let that man across your threshold. Spirits leap and jump, baby. If he want to talk to you, go out. And have somebody accountable with you. You've been without a man 10 years and know that was your weakness in the beginning. And now I'm going to meet John at my house?
Yeah.
And we both going to sit on the same couch? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But when you know anything, we from the couch with no clothes on to the bedroom.
Yeah.
And
he
now
then,
I'm right here talking about I need somebody to pray with me. I done fell from grace. You're right.
And you ain't fall from grace.
Do this
you
because
down
I'm
from
guilty.
Grace.
My hand is raised, Pastor Felicia. I'm guilty. Let the man call. He called me and I tell him, yeah, it's 11 o'clock at night now. Look at here. Yeah, come
all
on
right,
over.
All
come
right,
on
girl,
over. And then while he on his way, I'm coming, Lord, don't let me have sex with this man. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Lord, make an occasion that you turn this thing around. You praying amiss. You're praying like a fool. You should have told him, no, it's 11 o'clock at night. The only kind of calls come like this is the wrong kind of calls.
Booty call.
I'm trying to live right before the Lord. I can't let you come over here. I'm to my reality. I'm to my everyday life. And they have all kind of ways now they're doing things slick and sly with it.
Uh-huh.
Can you come over here and check my VCR for me?
No. No more.
And when he get that what you got on is spelling, don't check the VCR, check me.
I am the VCR. I am the VCR.
Well, I hear Felicia laughing. You see, but we got to get real. See, like you said, they don't want to talk about this in the church.
Mm-mm. Thank you, Ernest. You didn't call in, but guess what? We having a good time.
I know you talking right.
They want to cover all of this up and come with scriptures from something other. I don't know what they're talking about. But I tell it like it is.
IS is.
That's how the people will be delivered, and they will know for sure what I'm doing. God is not pleased. I didn't know that. My pastor ain't never said that in church. I've been going to that church for 13 years. He never say that. But Dennis said all the time, I'm sitting up there playing the keyboard and having just as many women as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all right. Hey, I'm all right because I'm in the house. I'm the keyboard player. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my way to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I go to church every Wednesday, every Friday, and every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But on Wednesday night, I'm going to have Mary. On Friday night, I'm going over to Gail's house. And Sunday, Dolores is my girl for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But when he heard the truth, why them people ain't never tell me this? Ain't nobody finna tell you that. And like Bishop said, I think, well, I'm going to tell you.
Your mama.
I'm around here slipping and sliding, ducking and hiding. I'm going to tell you to stop doing it.
That's why churches
right.
are full of us, because the pastor's doing it. And they can't stand up before the people and tell them to stop doing it because they're doing it.
Okay. I can't preach on homosexuality because I'm going with women.
I can't
preach on homosexuality because I'm going with men. I can't preach on pedophiles because I'm around here touching somebody's child.
That's right.
Can't preach on lying because you lying.
Because I'm lying.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get right.
feeling stuff.
And know what? In these churches, people see that the men, so-called of God, is wrong. They won't set them down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know they told me to oil flow down? If your pastor's a whore, you'll be whoring. I'm a living witness. I had one. And on Sunday by 12:30, I had the truck driver to pick me up out front.
Yes,
on the church. For he preached, I was going to do my la-di-da thing, as Ike Turner said.
La-di-da.
Mm-hmm.
And look, the ushers at the door was full of lust. The man usher, he hit on any and every woman he chose to because some spirits was in the house.
Awesome.
And he wasn't talking about getting free. And he was calling me every evening at a certain time, and eventually me and him was going to get together, but the Lord come and told me to cut it off. You hear me? And when I told him what the Lord said, he said, and sister, he is right. We need to cut this off. We need to cut this off. Because, look, I could cook. Y'all heard it? I could cook, kept a clean house, had 8 biological babies. And kept them 8 in church. He was looking at some things. Y'all better hear me what I'm telling you. That's why I tell women, take care of your husband. Make sure he's well satisfied, because you never know what a man looking at. That girl on Mo Better Blues song, the song, Felicia, she said, you never know what's on a man's mind.
He's talking right. Yeah.
So you think it's all about you, and you ripping and running and doing your thing and telling him what it's going to be and what it ain't going to be. He's sitting back saying to himself, she don't love me because she don't care about me and what I'm thinking or what I want to do. It's all about her. So he's going to look at some woman who got more for him than you have. Next thing you know, y'all got them papers.
Yep. Bye, 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 bye.
Okay. Bye, 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 bye. All of this needs to be talked about in the church. Women cook at home for your husband?
I just can't cook. I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you on that because I'm not cooking.
Well, look at here. If you go on over to YouTube, you can cook something for Bishop over there. Quit playing.
Cooking.
He's cooking over there, Bishop.
Deal been signed, boo. He already know I'm not cooking. That's why he cooked. The deal been signed.
Okay, well, if y'all got that kind of agreement, I'm all right with it.
Like, I cook every now and then, but it's just not often.
Okay, it's all right if y'all got that kind of agreement now.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I got the pastor coming here every other day crying about his wife don't cook.
Baby, do you want me to cook more? Do you want me to cook more? We can say it on live on Bug.
No,
okay.
If y'all have y'all thing worked out. And
oh, yeah,
Bishop,
yeah, I like cooking. I love cooking.
Okay, well, Bishop said leave it alone, Teresa, now.
I'm going to leave it alone. You ain't got to tell me twice, baby.
Okay, because you don't like that cooking. Because I love that cooking thing. It's just in it. But after he and the pastor coming here to me, his wife ain't cooking. This man worked hard. He worked for Coca-Cola. And when he come home, he wants some breakfast. You sitting up on the couch putting them tracks in your head and painting nails.
Uh-oh.
What?
Can I go?
I have to sit him in the chair and pray with him. I said, boy, you have to let that angry spirit go. Don't go home angry.
Oh, well, I can imagine.
No, Mama, I'm going to work on this. I said, well, work on it. Don't go home like that.
Yeah, she ain't cooking. That's just
me. Go home, he'll lay hands on her suddenly. You hear me?
I know that's right.
But you playing on her. And this way, you know, and then the enemy working already anyway.
Uh-huh.
He's a good-looking man. Now, women be watching him. They when he come in, they be walking back and forth past the door, one out of the door open, hoping he see them. But he ain't that kind of man. He married and he love his wife.
Uh-huh.
And he the pastor. But you know, the devil is slick. And the devil will tell him, look, she don't care nothing about you. See that girl over there? The one be watching you all the time. She watching you because she want to cook you something to eat. She want to do your laundry and clean your house. She'll even help you wash the truck.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? He done eased over there and they talking. That's all it take, a bunch of talk right quick.
Preach, Mama.
And it's on.
And on this morning, I'm trying to tell you, God had a big old setup this morning. I just need y'all to know. This was a big old setup.
Well,
But this is what you're going to learn, Teresa. Go on, put it together. Put it together. You feel you led to put it together. And if it's not the way he wanted, he's going to come in and change it every time.
Well, I'm learning, so.
And all you can do is say, thank you, Jesus.
And that's all I'm saying, too, because I'm a little bit happy over here anyway.
All right, because he has done it for me over and over again. What do I know? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. One time he would have me summoning people, and the people would come, and then he just cut that all off. And I was like, And then I would say, well, have your way, Lord.
Yep.
And to me as you have your way. And I would go on, and God would bless the people. He's still blessing them.
And that's what's happening over here, because guess what? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And I'm serious about that.
Amen.
I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I'm just serious about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing happened to cause this to happen, but God stepped in.
But you know what?
That's what it is. And I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. So God's doing what he wanted to do.
And I want y'all to know this today. You're very special. Listen. You're very special. Nothing pumped up about you, nothing fake about you. You are who you are. You're very special.
Yes,
for Felicia, I go for you too because of this. God's looking for willing, plain, and.
Yeah.
He ain't looking for somebody so deep. He can't even use them to reach the people because the people are in bondage under you. Don't need nobody in bondage. He's looking for folk he can set free. I say it all the time. If he comes through Jacksonville, Florida, he's coming down through the ghetto. He's going to come to Hilltop Village. He's going to go over to Cleveland Arm Apartments. These are the projects. He's going to go to 45th Street. He's going to go to the east side. This is where the ghettos are. Because he comes seeking that which was lost. He said, if you're sick, you need a physician. But if you're not sick, you don't need a doctor. From the south, long-winded. I'm going to give it back to you, Angela Scott.
Well, my husband tried to peep in and say something. What was you saying?
That's what I forgot now.
Pastor Felicia.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, honey. Listen, we'll have you on the phone all day, and we won't stop talking. So you might as well put your foot in there while you can.
Amen. Hey, I'm enjoying it. I pressed the one because I heard the seriousness in your comment, so I have to press the one. I saw that eyebrow raise.
Yes, it was all the way up.
I was like, uh-oh, she ain't playing. But I thank God just by the day. I thank God for laughter. I thank God for being amongst the brethren. Amen. I thank God for the truth. The truth shall make you free, and I just thank God for being here once again. Amen. And I just thank God for the wisdom, the people that, you know, he has connected me to. I'm going through some things, and so I truly need this, and I thank God for all of you. Amen.
Love you, too. And, you know, I was looking at your post, I think 4 o'clock this morning I was up, and I was like, Pastor Felicia, at it again, talking about that willful sin. But guess what? I'm going to stop being disobedient. I'm going to set it up for us to do this prayer. We have to get this prayer in.
Yes.
I don't know what time it's going to be, but we're going to set this prayer up with this free conference call.com so we can get together to pray. Because guess what? As the body of Christ, we talk about a bunch of stuff, but we don't want to come together and pray. And then we complain when stuff remains the same or gets worse, but we don't want to pray. So we're going to come together and pray. I heard the lady on Evangelist Max broadcast this morning saying that, you know, they were going to be in Florida praying. All denominations, it doesn't matter what denomination you are, come together and let's pray.
Right.
And that's what's wrong. People want to be separated by denominations. And my husband says on Sunday mornings,
right,
the most segregated time of the day is when people, the blacks is in the black church, the white is in the white church, and nobody want to come together. You know, and what we think heaven going to be like. I don't know. I don't know what we think heaven going to be like, but if we can't worship together down here, how are we going to worship together in heaven?
All right.
That's what
right.
I want to know, because I don't understand it. I think I'm about to go up in somebody's white church and sit there and see what they do. I'm just going to go sit there and see if I can.
It's not going to be to divide up the nominational either.
I'm serious. I'm serious. Just go in.
Baptist corner, and you'll be the Episcopalian corner, and you got the, you know, Roman Catholic corner, and you got the Pentecostal corner, Church of God and Christ corner. It's not going to be like that.
Girl, what beats that? Let me tell you something, what beats that? Forget the everybody on a different corner. How about you got three and four different denominations on the same block?
Amen.
Yes. Right up and down in Philly and see, you can go right up in West Philly right now and you can look at a certain block and they got three and four denominations in the same block and you know they won't fellowship with one another?
Won't
fellowship. Come to Philly, Evangelist Mac. By then, prayerfully, we'll have our vehicle and we can ride you around so you can see some things. But I'm telling you, it's a trip. We have area code 513 on the line. Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Evangelist Michelle Bless, how are you, my sister?
Hey, God.
Hey.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You got a powerful man of God on your show today.
Amen.
I just got on the internet and I saw that you sent me a message that you have a recording artist on your show. So I said, well, let me get online to support my sister and to support this man of God, because when more than one come together, we're doing the same thing for the Lord, you know?
Well, he didn't show up, so we're just having fun anyway.
Oh, he didn't show up? Well, sure, we hear him. Well, hallelujah!
We over here cutting it up. Evangelist Mac don't throw it up. My husband don't throw it up. Somebody said we don't have a recording artist, but we got Jesus. Hallelujah. Felicia is a mess.
Amen.
She cracks me up. Yeah, I got my neighbor here. This is my spiritual mom. She lives across the hall from me, Miss Charlotte. She's sitting right here next to me. She said, I'm coming to listen to you in the morning. And she came right on over here. She was banging on my door.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sister Charlotte.
Yes, Miss Charlotte, she said, right here listening, right here in my living room, glory to God, listening. So go ahead, y'all. Go ahead, Sister Michelle, Evangelist.
I'm just saying, honey, I'm a God chaser, so you can just say the name Jesus, and I'm falling out. I got to hold on to a wall or something, because if I tell people where I came from, honey, you'd be shouting and thanking Jesus, because the people that did knew me back in the day, they'll tell you, honey, when we saw Michelle, we had to cross the street. But today,
there's a cross the street.
All get together. Yeah, they had to cross the street, literally.
This is fun.
Hello?
Michelle?
I can still hear.
Michelle got her call dropped. She's going to call back. Her call dropped.
Shoot. I heard her testimony. Her testimony was so powerful. It still had me in tears, and it had me dealing with some issues that I didn't even know that I still had. You hear me?
Yes. She's bad, y'all. But go ahead, Felicia, because you're right.
I'm like, issues that was buried that I thought I was delivered from. So I thank God. She had a powerful testimony. If anybody has been heard, you should go to the archives and just listen, and it will bless you.
Please go to the archives. If I can find it, I'll pull it up and put it on my page. I know I can. I'll pull it up and put it on my page. And Evangelist Michelle, Pastor Felicia was saying how she heard your testimony and how it changed her life. And she was encouraging people to listen to it in the archive. So I'm going to pull it up and put it on my page so people can listen to it. Honestly, it's powerful.
You know, it's about God. It ain't about us. It's about God at all times. You know what I'm saying? And how can I hold on and keep what God has done for me as a secret? It's bad enough before I knew Jesus that I allowed the enemy and men allowed me to keep what I went through and what I endured as a secret, because I felt like nothing, you know what I'm saying? Or that I wasn't important or that I wasn't worthy. But when I met Jesus,
hallelujah.
When I met Jesus, he told me that I was the apple of his eye.
We are here to be witnesses.
We are here to be witnesses. For the Lord, especially us sisters in Christ.
Yes.
So many women, and I'm not leaving out the men, because there are some brothers that are suffering too. So please don't think I'm leaving you out. But there are some sisters out here who is just bound and torn down because
mm-hmm.
they feel like that they have to settle for less and accept whatever a man dishes out to him, dishes out
mm-hmm.
to them. But you don't have to accept what a man say or how he treats you.
That's
once you allow
right.
yourself to get to know who Jesus is.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I hope y'all heard that.
So I'm,
amen.
And my sister's on the, she not on the chat room, but I need to find her because she need to be on this thing here. Y'all go on and talk.
What's her last name, Evangelist Scott Michelle? What's that last name?
Bless. Bless.
Okay. Okay.
And if I may say, I'll go ahead and quickly say my email address is outofthedarknessministries@yahoo.com. And if you want to find out more about my story, you can go on my website, which is outofdarknessministry.com. And when you pull that website up, it's going to say different Out of Darkness Ministries, but look for where it says my book, the name of my book, which is Out of the Darkness, a Michelle Bless Story.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, Evangelist Scott,
yeah.
get her information and email it to me again, because I'm doing some things right now in here. I can't get over there. But get her information and send it to me. And Michelle, I'd like for you to come to the morning show and maybe be my guest one morning, but I air at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
It don't matter if you air at 2 a.m. You tell Teresa to give you my phone number.
All right, now.
And call me, and we can go for that. Anything that got to do with the name of Jesus, I'm there.
Okay, well, the name
all
of
right.
the show is Jesus in the Morning.
Yes.
Oh, Teresa Scott.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, now. Yeah, and we'll bring in, and we believe in church and early in the morning. We come together
every morning.
And give God the first fruit of the day. And them Scots right there, that Pastor Felicia, you hear, that's them churching folks. That's them folks believe. Now, I ain't talking about the building. I'm talking about Jesus. That's them people.
Right. You preaching now. You preaching.
Okay.
So make me show over here now. You're preaching.
I know. Well, he the way, the truth, and the life. And we come to him so we will know the way and we can live the truth. That way we have the light in us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have more abundant
yes.
life. It's not because
yes.
of stuff and
yes.
things, but it's because he's on our side today in spite of us.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. He looks beyond
amen.
Us.
Beyond. He looks beyond us. I'm so glad he does.
Hey,
that's a powerful word.
Because if he had to
right
look
there,
at us, Lord have mercy,
right.
Jesus. Woo!
Yes.
Man, I just had a morning this morning. Lord have mercy. And if it was about that, we wouldn't even be on the broadcast right now.
Jesus. Right. I know you're talking right. Shoot. I was
in this morning, like 4 or 5 this morning, and nobody understood what I was going through. But Jesus, he's in my room. Let me tell y'all something. I'm talking about 4 o'clock this morning in my room, in my bed, crying.
Come on.
Nobody knew what I was going through this morning. Nobody knew.
Come on.
Jesus knew about it, and he stopped by. And he caressed me, and he talked to me, and he helped me, and he healing me right now. Nobody
yes,
knows.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody. When nobody
ooh,
understood my
Lord.
Tears, Jesus was right there.
Yes,
nobody.
Sweetie. Mm-hmm.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
understood, but Jesus
mm-hmm.
was right there. He
yes,
was right
there. Yes, yes.
He was
yes,
right there,
yes,
hallelujah, and
yes.
I love him.
It's all right.
I love
yeah,
him.
Hon, you keep on praising
because
his name.
Because in the midnight hour when nobody else understands, he's right there.
Yes.
He's right
yes.
there.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
glory
yes.
to God, hallelujah.
Telling
you just not
here
for
now.
Calling you because God, he came in the room this morning for me. He
yes.
was there for me. He was there for me.
Yes.
And
yes.
I wanted to
yes.
cancel this broadcast this morning. I just wanted to say, you know what? Forget about it. Because guess what? It just hit me all of a sudden. I have not been depressed. I have not been angry. I have not been none of that. And this morning, the tears just would not stop flowing. And I talked to a couple of people, and it just seemed like nobody understood. I'm telling you, nobody understood but Jesus. Before 8 o'clock this morning came, I was okay. Before 8 o'clock hit here, I was okay. Because God understands.
Yeah.
He,
understands
every tear I cry. He understands every tear I share. God understands. And not just for me, but for you out there too. God understands every single tear you shed. He understands everything that you're going through. And if you would just call on him and stop looking to people, and we would just call on him and stop looking to people, he could heal us. Glory to God. He could heal us and deliver us and set us free. Hallelujah. And that's my lesson for today. Glory to God. And I'm not mad about it. I'm just as happy as I want to be. Yes, I'm crying, but I'm crying because I'm happy what God did for me this morning. That's why I'm crying. I'm crying because of what he did for me this morning. He could have left me alone. He could have let me slash my wrist. He could have let me take some pills and overdose. He could have let me do anything that the devil had set up for me this day.
Oh, my glory.
Yeah, he stepped in. He stepped in, and he delivered me. God did it.
Yes.
He did it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And the same God that do it for me will do it for you if you just trust him and believe. See, sometimes God allows things to happen so we can call out to him and trust him and not people. We so used to trusting people instead of trusting God.
Amen.
Amen.
See, this is so important, Evangelist Scott. This is what his word said. He will never leave us. Listen to that now. He will never leave us. That's a great promise. We don't pay it no attention. But he will never leave us, nor forsake us. He will be with us to the end. The songwriter said it better than I could ever say it. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs, we bear over these things. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. He's there in the midnight hour. And that's who you need there. See, you don't need friends there. And when you're going through, you really don't need your friends there. You need Jesus.
I'm learning.
The author and finisher of our faith. He's the God that has all power. Y'all going to make me get up in here. There's no higher power. They told me he's omnipresent, and I found it to be truth. He's here, there, and everywhere. He sleeps not slumber. His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good today.
Yes.
And all we got to do, David said it, I call on the name of the Lord. Hey, Jesus. And he heard my cry.
Yes.
He heard. And he came, and it was him that delivered me. He delivered me one day. Hallelujah.
You,
and he continues to deliver me from me.
Yes.
I'm my own worst enemy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Michelle.
My God is just faithful. He's always on
God,
time. He's on our side today.
Oh my God.
Yes,
and he's for us. And his word said, if he's for us, he's more than the whole world against us. And it's all right, because we all going to go through at some time. And we all got something to deal with. Paul said he had a thorn in his flesh. And after he said he had run the race and finished his course, he didn't say the thorn was gone. He had to deal with that thing daily. Hallelujah. So we all got something we're dealing with daily. Sometimes it come more stronger than other times. But as we keep God in front and we keep crying unto him, in due
time,
he will remove that thing from us. And when we said, we can say what Paul said then. And if he don't remove it, we still in him and he's in us. We can still say this. I finished my course.
Yes.
I ran this race with patience. And I'm going on home, to be with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you right now for your saving power. I thank you for grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you for never leaving us, nor forsaking us. I take that word wholeheartedly. I'm not saying which, because the word works for me. The word works for me. Yes. You would have to really know me to know that word is what worked for me because of this. The enemy lost a great soldier in me. He don't like me. He hates me. And every opportunity he get, he come against me. Oh, but I let the word do the work. I let that word do the work. Some days I have to open my mouth and openly rebuke you. I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. I let him continue to talk. He coming back and until I get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I said, now, you know what? I've had enough. I cast you back to the pits of hell from which you come. Don't come back no more with that. Because he got his job to do, so he coming back. He's not like church folks. He don't get tired, and he don't forget, and he don't miss being focused. He stay focused, and he keeps coming back. And it's my job to keep that word to him and keep him on the run. He look better on the go, going on away from me. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Evangelist Michelle.
I'm just overwhelmed right now. Now, Teresa, Evangelist Teresa, you know me and you talk in our private for a long time, many times. And you know when the Lord tells me things, because he don't say it much as far as he talks to me all the time, but I mean he don't often tell me to say something to somebody. So when he does, it's a privilege. You know what I'm saying? It's a privilege for me. But when you was crying, and it's interesting what I'm about to tell you. Someone had typed it in the chat room. That's why I'm just so done right now. As you were crying, the Lord showed me a vision right in front of me. And he's showing me, and I saw you in the vision, and you're crying, and the angels came down with bottles, and they're putting your tears in a bottle. And there's a room in heaven that is called the Room of Tears and has everyone's name and their bottle of tears so next to their name. But before the angel took your bottle of tears to that room, Abbott's father said, bring it to me. And when the angel bottle of tears to the Lord, and then he told the angel to the room of the bottle of tears. So I'm saying that to say that every tear you shed, God is right there. Mm-hmm. And he catch your tears. In the chat room, someone wrote, and if I can bring it back, wait a minute.
Psalm 56 and 8.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, Psalm, they said it's from In Him Ministry Outreach. I loved it. It says, Psalm 56, you keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. And I mean, God has showed me you and showed me the angel catching your tears. And when that was over, the person, whoever this is, typed that in the chat room. And so that's why I was overwhelmed. Because this one thing I love about our Daddy Jesus, honey, he'll confirm his word. He will confirm his word. So, honey, you keep, I mean, you have an intimate relationship with him, Teresa. You're right. Don't nobody know what you endure unless you tell them. But you know where he brought you from. You're not lacking in anything. He'll come right where you are. So when you said he held you, yes, he did, because he calls you his daughter. You are his daughter. You are his queen, a princess, an heir to the throne, and a joint heir with Jesus. You are blessed going in, and you are blessed going out. No weapon, no weapon formed against you and your husband and your seed and your seed shall prosper. And I thank you, I thank God, I thank him. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus, wash Teresa and her husband and their feet and their feet.
Mind, body, in the name of Jesus,
spirit, and flesh. And equip them all with your whole complete armor of God.
Touch your God.
Leaders and leaders and leaders of angels, that are assigned to Teresa and her husband and their seed, yes, and their seed go forth to them now and surround them, comfort them, guard them, keep them, yes, and protect them, and keep the enemy away in that day. For no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we thank you, yes, right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
You are a mighty woman of God. You are a mighty,
yes,
woman of God. And I keep hearing,
yes,
that you are a mighty woman of God. You keep, yes, doing what you're doing, because you coming on the radio, speaking about the Lord, sharing your story, bringing people on, are helping other people. That's why,
yes,
that's why your drawers overflow. That's why you don't lack, Sister Teresa, because you don't. It ain't about you. You know this.
Yes.
You put other people first. God said, you put other people first. You take care of my sheep, and I'll take care of you.
Yes.
And whoever that sister was that was preaching before you allowed me to speak, tell her to please stop, because she got me standing up in my bedroom shouting from one end of the room.
That's Evangelist of Jesus in the Morning, Blog Talk Radio program. And I'm going to send both of y'all the information about each other. But she comes on at 7 o'clock in the morning, and she calls herself the long-winded preacher from Florida. And I tell you,
yeah,
remember how we met, and the same thing I said about you, Michelle. I don't remember how we met, Felicia met. All I know is God put people in our lives, in me and my husband's lives, and he pulled people out of our lives, and he's doing something different with us. And I don't understand it, but he's doing some things different in our lives. And I'm just waiting for God to say move. I'm waiting for him to say move. I mean, literally move. I'm just waiting for him to say that. And God is doing what he wants to do, and he sets up people who he wants to set up. And sometimes we do try to make things happen, and I'm talking about myself. We try to make things happen for whatever reason. We try to make them happen, and if God don't want it to happen, it's not going to happen. But
that's
the
right.
Godly
things. I know what you're saying.
I want the godly things from him. I want him. I want whatever he wants for my husband and I. That's what I want. I want what God wants. I want us to do what he wants us to do, not to be, you know, slack in what he wants us to do. But I want people to see God. See, God is cleaning some things up still. And I'm going to tell you, you know, when I talk on the radio, I'm real as I can be. God is still cleaning some things up. And I want him, he got to do, I want him to clean it all up. I want him to clean it all up. Just whatever he got to do. I mean, God is God, and I want him to be God. And I want people, my whole mission is I want people to get saved. And I want people to know that God loves them. I want people to know that. And God knows my heart. Part of my crying is because I want God to bless us with a vehicle so I can go out here and do ministry like me and my husband, yeah, want to do it. We want to go out in the street and hand out clothes. And we see the people in the street that don't have nothing. I walked past them yesterday, people looking in the trash can, people laying on the street and don't have clothes. And here I come back home. I got a closet full of clothes. I got shoes that I can't even wear,
yeah,
anymore, things that I have in my closet that I want to be able to give these people. But you know what I'm saying? God, I need help. I need help. Going to the ministry to minister to the ladies that just got off of drugs and alcohol. And I'm saying, God, where's the money coming from? I need the money. I need to bless these people and give them, because I know God put this in my heart to go and bless these people. And I'm just at a place,
yeah,
right now where I'm looking at God. I'm saying, God, where is the money? What you going to do? Who's going to help me? Who's going to do this? And I'm just waiting on his answer. And that was part of my tears this morning, too, because I just felt like I'm so alone. Just so alone,
yeah,
and I'm saying, God, I just need you to help me. I need you to help me. And in every area of my life, in every area of my life, I know God is blessing Evangelist Mac and Evangelist Michelle and Pastor Felicia and my husband. God is, he's doing some things, and I'm just going to sit back and wait for him to do it.
Let me tell you, you keep on asking the Lord, because it ain't wrong to keep asking, honey. It's not wrong. Keep asking, but I tell you what, he will provide because of your heart that you have for the people. Keep asking and be patient and wait, and it will come. And thank him as if it's already here.
Well, let me just add that on to what she's saying. We're waiting. We're waiting, and I'm just asking the Lord, in particular for my wife even more than myself, for the patience to know that it's already being worked out. We just have to wait,
yeah,
perfecting it. We already know where it's coming from. We already know it, don't we, Teresa? Be real. We know where it's coming from. It's a blessing on the way. We just have to hold out and hold on. See, that's what the devil does. He says, oh, yeah, you sort of done had this a long time ago, and people have been predicting it and have been prophesying over it and been telling you this for so long, and I know it's on the horizon, but it's never going to get here. And we become impatient. But patience is a virtue. And we have to start holding on, believing, trusting, claiming, walking, shouting it out. I have it. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me.
There you go. That's right.
You know, I mean, that's what it's all about. The Lord, because it's there. It's already there. It, the manifestation has not been revealed yet, but it's already there. We already know it. We've known it for, what, about 2 months? We already know it.
I love
it.
I love it.
Amen.
I love it.
But that's, you know, that's what
over here now.
Impatient, so you will go back to where you were. He wants you to go back.
That's right.
Satan wants us to do. Go back. Go back in depression. Mm-hmm. Go back into what was me. Go back into not trusting.
Right.
Go back into believing it's too late. It's just no more time. You know, it's too, you know, I wish it happened yesterday, but since it didn't happen yesterday, it's not going to happen at all. That's a lie from the pits of hell. It's going to happen.
Right.
It's already happened.
Oh,
it's already happened.
We have to believe that
the manifestation is on its way. Whenever that happens, to God be the glory. You know, I'm going to tell you something, and then I'm through. When we knew that the blessing was going to come, you know what the blessing was? My wife will tell you. The blessing for me was the people that decided that they were going to bless us. I was blessed by how they were touched by our heart. They were touched by what we told them, my accident, how it's altered my life, how it's altered our lives, how it's changed our lives, and how really the things I used to be, I was born with cerebral palsy, but I was always able to overcome and adjust and redirect the ways I do things and do it. But now it's just gotten to the point I'm getting older, this accident made it worse, and I can't adjust like I used to. And I began to cry there in front of them. And, you know, because it was so overwhelming for me to realize that I can't do what I once was able to do. And it's getting harder and harder. And when they came back and said, we're going to bless you like they said they're going to bless us. And I went out and, you know, I didn't talk about the numbers. I didn't talk about none of that. You know what I told my wife, and she can attest to it. I said, you know what really blessed me was the fact that somebody's heart was touched by my pain and our pain. That's what blessed me, that somebody's heart, because sometimes you think you're all by yourself and that nobody cares, and then somebody does this, being touched by what your story is. Sister Michelle, you touched my heart when you gave it. I was on the broadcast. I was right there listening to every word you said, and it touched my heart. Sometimes, you know, your heart has to be touched. That's the first blessing.
That's right. Amen.
That's the first blessing. Your heart has to be touched. Something has to stir in your heart. Even before it goes to your mind, something has to stir in your heart.
That's right.
The heart has to be touched first. Even Christ said, those with a pure heart shall see God. Your heart has to be touched. And they touched my heart, not with what they said, but by how they felt. And that's the way they felt touched my heart, and I could feel their heart in my heart. And that moved me more than anything. They could have said, we want to award you $1 million. Which they didn't, but they could have said that. But the thing that impacted me more than any other thing, and even now after all these weeks of that happening, that's the thing that sticks to my mind. That's the thing that keeps me going. That's the thing that makes me patient, because I said their heart was touched. God touched their heart to fill my heart and our heart and our testimony and our witnessing at that place that day. He touched their heart to touch our hearts, and our hearts touched their heart. And that meant more to me. I'm going to tell you the truth. That meant more to me than anything.
Amen.
Because it made it so that I know that we can go out there and touch people's hearts. I know we can go out there and help change people's lives. I know that we can make a difference and show them the love of Christ in our lives. I know we can do that. Because somebody's heart was touched by our story. And if their heart can be touched, so can others.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right.
And those men didn't know us from a hill of beans. They had no partiality one way or the other, did they, Teresa? They didn't know us and never will see us again, probably. But their hearts were touched. And if we can do that with them, they ain't no family member. There's nobody on the street corner. There's nobody in a wheelchair. There's nobody who's blind. There's nobody who's homeless that cannot be touched. And we got to be the same way they were touched by us. We got to touch others. And we want to do that because that made an impact in my heart. That made an impact in my life.
Amen.
And God told me about this thing Teresa wrote down on the chat room. God already told me that what's going to happen with that job situation, and it's going to happen very soon before we can get this. God bless you, because he's already moving in a direction that's getting ready to happen here. He already told me about this. So I'll talk to you about it later on, Teresa, but I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, my brother.
God bless you.
That was powerful.
God bless you. God bless you. But, you know, it's from the heart. It's from the heart. I love my heart. I love the heart. The heart means so much. The heart means so much. When your heart begins to stir, when your heart begins to move, and others' hearts can begin to move in your direction, then things begin to happen. I really believe that. Your heart starts it all. Even salvation, your heart starts it all. Something that's a stir inside of you that makes you want to be what God wants you to be. And then if it stirs enough in you, you'll become what God birthed you to be.
Mm.
Because you know what, if I got to say this. You know what, Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what God looks at. He looks at the heart. And God deal with our heart.
Yes, he does.
He deal with what we doing. He deal with that heart. See, if you have faith, that'll move God.
Yes, he
didn't
will.
Count what Abraham was doing as righteousness. He counted his faith as righteousness. We believe
what
with
you
our
say
heart.
Your mouth don't move God. What's in your heart moves Jesus. What's
that's
in your
right,
heart
that's
moves
that's
Jesus.
Good.
And if you ain't got no love in your heart, you ain't got Jesus.
No, you don't, because God is love.
Jesus ain't there. He's looking
well,
for
he said
a,
you're
he's
a liar.
Looking for, he's looking for a doer, not a seer and
a you're
seer.
A liar.
The seer and a sayer.
Yeah.
The seer and a sayer talk that, but the doers.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so. It's the heart.
And
right,
listen to what you said, Teresa. What's the name of the ministry? Out of a pure heart.
Right.
Out of a pure heart.
That's what we're talking about. We got to emphasize that part. Out of a pure heart. Hey, that's where the difference is going to come. Out of that pure heart. God gave her that title, that missionary work. He gave it to her. Out of a pure heart.
Yes.
The heart is where
heart.
Everything stems. We can't even
what
see
God.
God
deal with
the
pure heart. And listen,
right,
there's another thing he does. He said this. They that worship me, they got to come from your heart. Worship me
right.
In spirit and in truth. Got to come from
right.
Your heart today. If we coming in other way, we coming as a thief and a robber. Your word
even
your
minds can't be renewed unless your heart's right. Your mind can't be renewed.
How many poor people you give to? How many tithes and offerings you give to the church? If God is not dealing with their heart, he's not
nothing.
Cleaning their heart. Keep
right.
Your money in your pocket and keep your little stuff here. Don't give it to the poor
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You just want to get it right with your neighbor before you bring your offering to me. Your heart got to be right here before you bring the offering to me. I won't accept your offering till you get it right with your brother and your sister. And that means get it right with them and get your heart right with that brother and that heart right with that sister. Then bring your offering to me. I don't care how much tithe you bring. It don't mean nothing if you still got offering.
Let me tell you a perfect example about a heart. When Jesus stood at the temple with some of his disciples, and here come the Pharisees and Sadducees, they're coming in, throwing in their money, showing boasting, you know, making everybody see how much money they gave. Here come all the rich folks, you know, with their bag of gold, like they doing something.
Mm.
But here comes, then after that, here comes this old lady. I mean,
two little things.
But guess what? When she put it in there, Jesus looked at the disciple, he said, who you think gave him most? But Jesus said the old lady did because she gave her all.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Trembling thing Jesus did at the table when he broke bread with his disciples before he got crucified. He got up and humbly got down his knees and washed the disciples' feet. What about
yes.
Jesus, our daddy? You know, what are you doing outside of sitting in the pew talking about getting all the worms, getting the meat, the milk, and the bread, and then you go home?
Oh, my.
Giving nobody no encouragement. Tell somebody hello.
That's right.
Or Jesus loves you. Or when the last time you offer somebody a cup of coffee or a glass of water or something. When was the last time you say to somebody, are you hungry? Or do you need a place to stay? Why are you laying on the park bench? I'm talking about from experience because I slept on park benches. I slept in abandoned buildings. I stayed out of garbage cans. I slept in the streets. I was a drunk. I was a prostitute. I was a dope fiend. I was homeless. I was beaten. I was abused, but I met Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now my drawers overflow. I lack nothing.
Oh, now, come on.
I don't forget where I came from. So I'm just going to the house of God just to get fed the milk, the meat, and the bread. I go out to the streets
and feed somebody with that milk, eating bread.
Somebody else.
That's it.
That is a person who was operating from the heart.
That's it. That's it.
That's a real person that's looking out for her. When the last time you went down to a place where the homeless are hungry, they stink.
Come on.
I went and hugged him. They said, don't hug him, man. You look too clean. I ain't had a bath in a month. I don't care. I grabbed that man and held him. That man broke down and cried like a little two-month-old.
Amen.
He said the people would look down and laugh and talk about him and say that he stinks.
Jesus.
I didn't go to that man and say, you stink. I said, come on with me so I can get you clean.
My God.
Get you clean up. Man, you got me preaching now. I'm going to calm down. You got not that. That's a heart. It's not what you're doing. What you're doing for the Lord. What you're doing for God.
Yes,
when Jesus
Lord.
Came on earth, he could have sat in mansions. He could have sat with the kings and queens. But oh no, he
didn't. Right.
Jesus walked the road. Jesus walked the road.
He did with the Lord. And the sinner man and the sinner woman with the prostitute. That's what he sat with. And they criticized him. What are you doing sitting with prostitutes? They didn't come here to save the saint. They came to save the sinner.
Come on now. When he was sitting with that dude in that room, and here come that lady with that oil, and he going to say in his mind, do he know what type of woman she is?
That's right, that's what he said. Letting her wipe your feet with her hair. We could use that oil.
He comes for the love. Those prostitutes need love, too.
That's right.
Yes.
A homeless man needs love.
Throwaways. Those outcasts.
Yes.
The ones you say ain't no good.
That's right. That's who we came for. We say Matthew chapter 25. I came for the sick. I came for the naked. That's the homeless man. I came for the one who was in prison. I came for the one who needed help. That's who I came for. And he said, you better go do the same thing. Or else you ain't going to go into heaven.
So,
that's what Christ said. You're not coming to heaven if you ain't feeding the hungry. You're not coming to heaven if you ain't clothing the naked.
All right now.
Coming to heaven if you're not visiting the sick. You're not coming to heaven if you don't visit that one in prison. You're not going to heaven. Because he told those who are goats where they're going. The ones who don't feed. The ones who don't visit. You're going to the lake of fire.
Come on, bitch.
I can still go to hell? You mean to tell me if I'm not a homosexual, I can still go to hell? You mean to tell me if I stop lying, I can still go to hell? You tell me if I stop being a backbiter, I can still go to hell?
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't nobody, and you ain't giving to nobody, and you ain't helping nobody. You go to hell.
That's right. He got
us
standing up in the
front. I
ran in every room in my house. You better keep on preaching.
That's the truth of the matter. We got to stop talking about that fuck stuff. We don't think about those things. We think about the big stuff. All that stuff that deals with us. We got to start dealing with other people. That's what we got to start dealing with. The needs of other people. We meet the needs of others. The people will meet your needs. They will do it every single time. God will make sure you have if he makes sure somebody else has. We're so busy wondering what we can get out of everything and not care about. like nobody else what they need. And then we wonder why we come up short all the time. Because we ain't
all
doing
right,
nothing
yeah.
for the kingdom. We ain't doing a dang on thing for the kingdom or for God's people. It's all about us. If I'm not happy, then nobody's going to be happy.
Come on.
But I believe in Jesus. Oh, I believe in the Lord. He been mighty good to me. Always about me. He been mighty good to me. He blesses me. Oh, you been a blessing to somebody? Who you been a blessing to?
All right.
My God, don't get me started short enough, because I'm going to tell the whole truth of the matter. We don't have no time for the whole truth. But we're going to make some time one of these days, and we're going to tell the whole truth of the matter. These are the little foxes. That's the foxes I'm talking about. These are the foxes I'm talking about. St. Matthew 25. Passages that people ignore. You mean to tell them that I don't think nobody ever going to hell? Yep. That's what Christ said. He said there's only two kind of people, sheep and goat. The sheep are the ones who feed. The goat are the ones who keep everything to themselves.
Come on, Bishop.
If you're one of them goats, you're going to hell.
My God.
The sheep be going to heaven.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how good you live and how right you are in your sight. You're still going to hell.
That's right.
Oh, Scott's word, who am I? I ain't nothing but a filthy rag myself. I ain't nothing but a low-down, dirty scum.
Jesus.
Ain't nothing. Jesus. In your mouth, Bishop, what did that mean? That don't mean nothing. Nothing. God don't care about no bishop. He don't care about no reverend, elder. I ain't nothing.
Oh,
I'm nothing.
My God.
You better
go ahead now.
Oh, my God. I ain't deceiving myself. I ain't nobody.
That
ain't saying me. I want to be what he wants me to be.
Oh,
and all that men don't mean nothing. You think he's going to be, oh, here's Bishop Scott. He ain't no Bishop Scott. You better watch it out here. Tell me Bishop Scott deprived me. You work of iniquity. I better worry about that.
Ooh, that's so awesome.
Hey, Bishop.
My God.
And he'll say, oh, now, yeah, Bishop Scott, you're going to hell. Oh, my God. You can say, everybody here, Bishop Scott going to hell. Bishop, is that not the bishop? Bishop, he go to hell? I said, oh, now, Bishop's got to go to hell. Oh, my God, please, Lord, forgive me. It'll be too late then, though.
Oh,
it'll be too late then. I better get it right now.
Yes, sir.
My God, have mercy on me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. My God, my God. Forgive me, Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Not nobody
yes.
but me, Lord. Not my mom, not my sister, not my wife, not my brother. Me, Lord, forgive me, Lord. I'm wrong,
yes.
Lord, I'm wrong. I'm wrong in your
yes.
sight, Lord. I don't do what you have me to do, Lord. Being stubborn, stiff-necked, proud. I don't want to be none of those things.
Wow.
I want to be crucified, mortified, dead, and buried.
Thank you, Jesus.
They're changing your heart.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oosh.
Thank
my God.
You, Lord. Thank
I'm
going to
get rid of them little foxes. I can get rid of the little foxes. The big wolves will leave. The big foxes will go if I can get rid of them little foxes. Because little foxes grow into big foxes. If I can get them, I can get them contained when they're little, I got control over them. But Lord, I let them get big and overwhelming, they can devour me. That little cute little fox with a little red tail. Before you know, he's sending me to the pits of hell with a little red tail.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. All right,
y'all. Powerful. You are a powerful man of God.
Yes, I need
to tell you that.
Yes, he is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, spirit recognize spirit. When you're talking to Jesus, you know when somebody is serving the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because you'll see God in them. And you'll hear God in them. I don't hear every one of them since I've been on the phone. Even when I got dropped off, I was shouting. I reached my phone to get back home. Fell out, not knowing. And that's rare for me at home. So I'm telling you, how for man of God, you keep on knowing. Oh, Jesus, I cannot wait to meet you in person.
All of you, I want to meet all of you.
You
put us together, we're going to meet. I know that.
You
and the bus are to meet.
See what God has for you.
My Lord.
Yeah. You have yet to see what God has in store for you. God is looking for men and women after his own heart. And I'm listening to you, and you are about God's people. You are about the lost souls. And that's what it's about, the lost souls. It don't matter what type of fine car you drive or fancy house or how many diamonds you get. That don't mean nothing because you can't take now one of them. None of that stuff to heaven. God's going to look at what you're doing down here. What are you doing to help another vessel, a lost soul?
That's
and
right.
I'm listening to you, and I know you and Sister Teresa. Your drawers are overflowing, and call it as if it's already done. And y'all will have a car soon, Teresa. I see that. I ain't going to say too much right now, but I'm just saying, you're going to have a car soon.
Amen.
You're going to have a car soon.
Amen.
You keep doing what you're doing and keeping your eyes on doing God's work, he will provide. Provide because he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Amen.
And God does the impossible.
Amen.
And as long as you and your husband is keeping your eyes on God's work, he will do the rest.
Amen.
Yeah.
The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He wants to distract you. He wants you to look at now. Don't look at now. Look at that.
Hey, my God. My God.
Look at your evidence of what your Father Jesus has done for you. And know that if he did it then, he's going to do it now.
Now.
Yeah.
So when you're waiting on something, say it. It's already here.
Already
claim
here.
It. It's already here.
Yes, Lord.
And watch his
Lord.
Mighty hand. And watch his mighty hand. Woo, I got to... All right, though, I'm just overwhelmed because I'm feeling the presence of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know about nobody, but I'm feeling the presence of the Lord. I feel God all on this phone, all through this radio show. I feel the Lord. Don't y'all feel the Lord?
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I feel him. It's been an awesome, awesome radio show.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
God's
awesome
plan.
Radio show.
Yes.
This is God's
and
plan.
And keep sending me emails of when you're on the show so I can pop on in. this blessed my soul. I'm so overwhelmed right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so overwhelmed. Wow. I'm just speechless right now, you guys. I'm just speechless right now.
Yeah. Mm.
God's going to do what God
want
to do. I fall back and let God do what he want to do.
Yes.
Pastor Felicia said if you follow the show, you automatically get emails. If you go to whatever it is on my page and hit follow, you'll get the emails. Before the show comes, and then the same thing with Evangelist.
I mean, what time are you? I know you told me before, but this is different if you're on this morning, because you're normally on at 5, correct?
Right. So we won't be on at 5 today, because once you do a block, you can't go on at another time during the day. But back on tomorrow, Wednesday at 7. I mean at 5. Lord help me. Tomorrow at 5. At our regular time on tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to have to get off the line because I'm going to have to make a business call, but me and you need to connect.
Well, call me when you get done.
Oh, can I do that?
Yes.
I sure can. Okay, well, thanks a lot, and good day, everybody.
God bless you.
God
bless you, man.
God bless you, too.
Anybody who called in today, Intercessor Thomas, did you have anything you wanted to say?
I just want to say that I enjoyed the broadcast this morning so well. I thank God for you all and for the broadcast. It was awesome. Awesome. Just awesome. I mean, you women of God and men of God, I get excited just listening to you all. So, I was quiet, but I was listening and taking it all in. I thank God.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, of course, Evangelist Mac and Pastor Felicia and Evangelist Michelle and my husband, who's always on the line. Thank you for your support on today. And thank God for what he did on today. God knows what he's doing, and I really, really, really thank him because his plan is not like man's plan. It's never going to be man's. It's never going to match up with God's plan. Never, ever, 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 ever. And that is my last person that I will try to contact, unless the Lord says otherwise. But guess what? Jesus is Lord. This is the brook has been ended. Y'all know y'all just been on the line acting up. So the brook has been ended, but that's okay. But we do have area code 259 and area code 215-625 still on the line. If you have anything to say, you can press the 1 and we'll get you on the line. But if not, we just want to close out in prayer. I don't know who wants to pray. Just pray us out.
Father God, Lord, we thank you for all that has been said and done here. Father, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you that you have us on your mind. Just send a word from heaven to bless us. Father, we believe in your word today. For every word of God is pure. And Father, you shield unto them that put their trust in you. Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. And
yes,
we're grateful unto you this morning. We appreciate you and we thank you. Father, we thank you for the Scots today. We thank you for their heart to chase after you and the things of you. We ask that you will continue to bless them mightily in the name of Jesus. And this day, Lord, bless every caller and bless every listener. Bless them going out and bless them coming in. Father, we touch and agree today on one accord that you would meet the need in their lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we ask that you would move today for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, open doors and make ways for these your people. Do it today for your glory and that we come out with the testimony that our God has done it for us again.
Thank
Father,
you.
Those
yes.
that are listening who have not received you yet, we
Hello.
Ask you, God, that Lord,
yes,
you would open up their heart, for we realize some plant the seed and some that water. But, Father, it's you that give the increase. And Lord, you add to the church daily, such as should be. So, Father, we ask today that you would move on them and that, Lord, the next time around, they will be believers. Do it
Amen.
Today for your glory in the name of Jesus. For we know that you wish none should perish. Have your way here today or in the name of Jesus. Father, bless Michelle today. Move
yes.
for her in a mighty way. God, I ask that you would increase her ministry in the name of Jesus. And Lord, remember Dr. Keisha today. Move, God, on her behalf like never before. God, do it for your glory today. You know what she's standing in need of. And Lord, you know what she go through. God, I ask that you would send your fighting angels today to fight the battle for her. And that, God, she would get a breakthrough today in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, Lord. Huh? Move quickly. We know you to be a right now God if we need you right now. All for your glory today. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Evangelist Mack.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you please pray for my mother, Charlotte, please? Miss Charlotte, she's sitting here. She's been here through the whole broadcast.
Yes, yes, most definitely, most definitely.
Let me tell you something real quick. She looking at me all crazy. But pray for Miss Charlotte because she is so sweet. She has had 3 strokes, and this lady don't let anything stop her. You understand? She
understand.
Is a mighty warrior in the Lord. She gets up in the morning and prays on the phone with her prayer partner, and she always checking on me and my husband.
Always.
Vice versa. So please pray for her. Just pray that God will strengthen her body, her legs, and that he will just give her the desires of her heart.
All right, Miss Charlotte, if I can get you to do this today, if I can get you to go to the book of Matthews, and I want you to start in the 3rd chapter of Matthews, read that complete book. Go back to the 3rd chapter and read that complete book. By the 3rd time, and even as you're reading through the pages, God is moving in and out of your life. As you read through and from
first
scripture to scripture, God is moving in and out for you today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There are some scriptures in there that's going to catch you.
And as these scriptures capture you, God is going to take you higher in him. There's a fresh new anointing that's flowing your way right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. So just go to that book of Matthew and God has the rest for you. Also, Miss Charlotte, I see some things owed to you. And God is going to release these things to you real soon. I want to say within the next 3 days, it's coming your way. It's coming your way. All you got to do is trust him. Hallelujah. Hey, it's yours. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you today, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, what a mighty God we serve. I can even see some children talking. Uh-huh. And they're talking concerning you, Miss Charlotte. And they're even going to begin to do better and begin to bring gifts. Yeah, this is your season, honey, to be blessed. Yeah, God is moving. Hallelujah on your behalf. And Teresa is going to bless you for requesting blessings for her. Hallelujah. Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bring Miss Charlotte before you this day. And Father, you know all about her. You made her. God, you know how many hairs are on her head. And Lord, we bring her before you and ask that you would give her health, good health. Strengthen her legs, oh God. Move by your spirit. You made her. You know that body. And Father, you can speak the word. You can look at her, and everything has to change. And we ask that you would give her healing today in the name of Jesus. For with your stripes, God, we're believing she's already healed. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. And, Father, do it today in the name of Jesus. Lord, let her feel your presence in her legs in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you today. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We trust him today. Yes. Oh, you are healed by the wounds in his side. Hey, God. You are healed by the wounds in my Savior's side. You are healed by the wounds in his side. Hallelujah.
All right now.
Hey, God, that's it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, His Majesty. Thank you. I thank you for what you do for your people. God, I bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, God. Hey, Lord Jesus. Thank you today. Thank you.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for thinking of us today, Lord Jesus. Who are we, God, that you're even mindful of us? We're grateful to you. Hey, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah. Angela's next. She's not going to appreciate me saying this, but I have to say it because y'all get ready to hang up. But we're working on it. We got to get her a refrigerator because her refrigerator is just about dead. And she has to put all of her food in the freezer in order for it to keep.
Okay.
I told her yesterday that I'm working on getting her a refrigerator, and I can feel her burning me up with her eyeballs right now.
Okay. Can you give me a call? I tell you what, you don't have to. What you do, you remind me in the morning on the morning show about that refrigerator.
Okay.
And let me put a plea out for her.
All right.
She may be able to just go somewhere and, you know, pick it out and they'll deliver
it.
That's because she's not going to say anything. And she's looking at me. Stop looking at me like
that. Hey, Miss Lady there, don't stop my blessing. Keep them eyes looking right and tell God thank you. Don't cut my blessing off. Because if you
up now,
honey, I'm going to let him use me to get you a refrigerator over there. Yes, ma'am. We can't help how you're feeling about it. If he used us, we happy to be used because he going to bless us back.
That's right.
We don't work for him and he don't pay. He's not that kind of employer.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you say hallelujah to this employer, he rewards you. Praises go up to him. He sends blessings down.
Yes, hallelujah.
If you work, he pays.
Yeah.
And when I announce it on the morning show in the morning, baby, he gonna pay me as soon as somebody let me know. Hey, Barbara, I got $100 towards it. Hey, Barbara, I got $75. Whatever we get, and get $300 or how much ever it is. Did she go look at a refrigerator yet, Yvette?
No.
Scott?
No, because talking about she don't want a new one.
Well, what you going to do? Let the food go bad?
She going to get a new
make me come up there and clean that freezer out. Get a new refrigerator and shout all around that refrigerator. If you don't want a new one, go over there. Y'all lay hands on that refrigerator and ask God to regenerate it. God to revive it. I'm telling you, he'll heal my car.
I can buy mine, too. I already know that.
Y'all know I'm a nut. I got what they call crazy face. If he
all
says
right,
that,
now.
I believe.
Yeah.
He said, I can speak those things that are not as though they were. So now either the refrigerator going to be revived or we getting a new refrigerator. Now, which one you want?
Which one you want, woman? Which one you want? Which one you want? You want a new refrigerator?
The refrigerator, honey, and it's got to get right.
You want a new refrigerator. She already smiling. She can't even talk.
Turn it down.
She can't even talk. She over there grinning. Lord have mercy.
Teresa,
let
her know I'm
as old as me. She need a new one.
Okay, I got you, Teresa. Remind me in the morning on the morning show. We can't go with what Miss Charlotte talked about. We got to do what we got to do around here.
Got to do it. Got to do
yeah,
it. That's that love
right.
thing. You got to walk in the love of God. That's what he says.
Yeah, yeah. Because we love you, Miss Charlotte, for God is love.
Yeah.
And if we know
Amen.
You need something, we sitting back here talking about Jesus, 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 but we're not reaching out to you to get you a refrigerator. Something wrong with that Jesus that we talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, so we want to reach out and see what we can do about getting your refrigerator up there. And you know what? Remind me in the morning. No, you ain't got to remind me. I'm going to make myself a note. I'm going to talk to somebody about that car for you and Bishop. But
Hallelujah.
I want y'all to have a special van.
Yeah.
And I know God is able, honey.
Yes,
he can
is.
Do everything but fail us. I know that much.
That's right.
And he has always been on time for me, and he's no respecter of person. All right, now, refrigerator. I'm writing it down. And the Scott's a van. Mm-hmm.
And see, Evangelist Maker's in the midst of moving out of her place to move into another place to move back into her place. So she's doing all of this in the middle of what she's doing. Plus, she does a radio broadcast at 7 in the morning that me and my husband listen to every morning.
And then get up out of here and go cook, clean, and do laundry for the elderly and the sick. Go check on them bad kids.
When I said I wanted to help the seniors in the building because of her. When I asked the seniors that nobody didn't want no help. So, but that's okay because God gonna send who He want to send, who He want us to help.
Uh-huh. And you know what? Whether you know it or not, I heard Michelle say it. Y'all helping a lot of people already and don't even know it. I don't know what y'all know over there. But y'all helping a lot of people, Teresa, and you don't even know it. And every time you get on the air and say, I want God to do that for me because I want to be right with him. I want to come up in this area. I want to come up just openly telling it. You can imagine the people you have helping. Because many people want that, but they're afraid to say it because they're scared of what the church folk going to say about them.
Uh-huh.
So when you want to be right with God, you don't care what nobody think about it, nobody say about it, and nobody feel about it. Lord, do it for me.
Yes.
Yeah, and it'll be all right. But I'm going to let y'all go, but in the morning, but Miss Charlotte is blessed this day, and
Amen.
I believe a refrigerator is coming. I'm believing God for a refrigerator.
Believe God for the refrigerator, too.
You know what else, Lisa? You could call me and give me some of the social services agencies or thrift store names or something. And if you got a phone number, give that to me. And I will call them and personally ask for a refrigerator for her. Well, yes, I will. Yeah. And there's no problem.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it, Evangelist Mac. We're going to do it.
All
Thank
right.
You,
all right. Huh? Well, God, each and every one of y'all, y'all have a blessed rest of the day. I'm going to get up and get out of here and go get some cleaning done and cook meals at two different houses and come on back home and
pack just a little bit more. I got to buy some more plastic bins. And I'm going to pack just a little bit more. Well, I thank on the goodness of it and how he blessed me with that packing thing. And
yes.
Bishop, are you remodeling just for me? Or I can't have myself right here.
Okay.
Woo-wee. All right, God bless y'all. Have a wonderful day. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon you this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kitty cat over here is funny. Call me later, Felicia. I think everybody dropped.